Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. Our special guest is Lynn Michelle with Unified Caring Association. And I just have to say, my little blurb about today's show, which is an update on our care projects and sex trafficking aftercare, I do have to say, you know, that the Unified Caring Association is a nonprofit organization providing membership benefits, products, and services that make your life easier and more fulfilling. And we are devoted to assisting our members in living caring lives. We encourage and facilitate acts of care for self-relationship, workplace, and our global community. Now, with this goal in mind, UCA has created the CARE program, which focuses on four areas, truly important areas, children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. And our most recent outreach offers emotional support and tools for our children, like with Feed the Children, teacher's store, and school pantries in underserved elementary schools across the United States, along with Res Refuge. Now, building on this foundation of caring for our children, there's an aspect that most don't acknowledge, which exists, and that is sex trafficking. And we will discuss the aftercare of survivors of the sex trafficking industry with two of our sponsorship programs. Lane, thank you for coming in today and discussing all these great topics today with all this these wins that we have with our important sponsorship programs.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really have put a big focus on children in our care projects in 2020 to beef up, in particular, we do around emotional support. Wow, in this time, turbulent times, we have not just children, but youth, adults, all ages, we say from, 2 to 102 or 2 to 112, whatever it is, all need elements that help to provide emotional support. And so that has really been a big push in the year. And I'm happy to say we have had greater success. We've had greater connection. We have, frankly, a greater need as well, which is a little heart-wrenching, but also, we're responding fast. And so we'll get a chance today, Karen, to talk about several of those aspects. And I think we're starting with that. And then that naturally leads into sex trafficking has an emotional support component to it, and especially with aftercare. So we got a great agenda today. I'm looking forward to diving in.
Great. Well, let's start with the emotional support tools. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, when we say emotional support tools, in particular, people, need to have the tools that, frankly, teach us the language of emotions. We're not taught that from a young age or at any point really in our lives. And so being able to name emotions, to even know which emotions deplete us and which renew us, or, that we could say which are heavy and which are light, is so fundamental to being a human being, but so little is thought about it. And so when we say emotional support tools, we're talking about decks of cards along with emotion dictionaries, age appropriate. We have two versions of those just released this year. The newest really a version of a lot of about a decade of work in this line are the Sun Buddy emotional, feelings kit that includes deck of cards and dictionary. That is ranges 2 to 12. And then we have Moonbud, who teaches emotions to 12 to 112 years old. And these decks of cards cover really the core feelings and emotions that we're dealing with and that we want to experience in this time on Earth, in our country, and so on. So providing these tools, in the age-appropriate level has been a big focus. Once they're developed, they're printed, they're moved out. Well, I can, just to give you the current status of what we have done this year, we have delivered now over 36,000 kits for emotional support of total across the Sun Buddy and Moon Bud products that we have. And I'm going to highlight it. I mean, it's just been phenomenal year this year to that the reception and outreach. And actually, I want to start with Feed the Children. They're our newest sponsorship. We have sponsored a couple of key areas with Feed the Children. One is their teacher stores and school pantries, and that is a program that they've been doing for years and years where, teachers who often put out almost $500 a year out of their own pocket to supply their classrooms, they can go to Feed the Children's teacher stores and be able to get school supplies, materials for the classroom. And for the first year ever, they can now get emotional support tools for their classroom, for their school, and with the school pantry part of the program for kids or parents, counselors, to be able to get emotional support tools with Sunbuddy or Moonbud and take them home. And so all the teacher stores are supplied with these emotional support tools. And a little bit of a challenge in COVID-19 year, distributing those, but Feed the Children is so innovative and they're so committed to this program that they're figuring it out. They're getting teachers in, they're getting these supplies out to the schools. And there are literally over 24,000 teachers, I think is the last numbers that I saw, and almost 500 school districts have been served by this mechanism. And some of the initial feedback that we're getting on our tools is that teachers are blown away with not only the need, but the fact that these tools so simply teach and help children and their parents be able to learn emotions. There are tools counselors, school counselors can use with families, with the children as well. So very positive reception with Feed the Children. And honestly, I just love that we're a partner with Feed the Children because they work so hard to get materials, to get not just food, but the materials that help raise the standard of life to children. And
powerful statement right there, Lane, is raise the standard of life. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you know, I do wish that when I was a kid that something like this was available. And I say that because as kids, so much is thrown at us. Like in my personal life, it was my parents divorcing when I was 9 years old, and divorce was absolutely taboo. And and my mom trying to, she had her nursing degree to fall back on and get a job as a nurse, but trying to, we go from owning a home to renting, and then having her try to prove that she is credit worthy because she's, quote, divorced, unquote. And, so there's a lot of shame, like especially back at that time. And so as children, we have so much thrown at us. And in even more recently now with COVID and lockdowns and separation from friends and sitting in a circle, not actually playing on a playground. We have teen suicide that is up an unbelievable amount of
skyrocketing numbers. Yeah.
Yes, right. So because when we're kids, we don't have the background, right, to deal
mm-hmm.
with any of this. A lot of it's like that first time coming in, and because we can't deal with it, you know, we kind of
yes.
register it back there, but then we don't realize as we continue to grow and get older and experience some of these things that we're still being run by this old emotional program that we never learned how to deal with. So this
right.
is so important, and it is life-changing, and parents should teach children at very young ages about your emotions and emotional stability and working through them in a very positive way so that they can learn that lesson, not hold it in, and then move forward. I absolutely love what you are doing with these card decks. I mean, it's just,
it's
incredible.
To underscore what you're just saying, one of our other sponsorships, a newer one, is Res Refuge. They are really serving Native American families in the in Arizona, in particular, base Navajo, Hopi, Apache, I believe, are the tribes there. But what they do is just do so much for the children on the reservations to uplift, to be able to move, really started with one person's dream to support young people. And now the dedicated team there works to provide a refuge where the community members in the reservation go and gain knowledge to succeed in life, just like we were talking before, right?
Mm-hmm.
That whole idea of feed the children, you see a pattern here. We pick partners that are really working to lift children in this case. And so, to your point, Karen, that you're just saying, with Res Refuge, we've provided emotional support tools. And their first deployment or the first use of those tools, one of the families came back. And I just want to read you a quote as the mother
Please.
Was sitting with her two children and using Sun Buddy with them. And they're discussing it together. And it was a beautiful letter she gave. But in here she says, "It was very enlightening. And as a parent, I never really knew that my children had experienced most of these feelings. It was nice to talk about it. I really enjoyed the quality time, especially with my oldest son, because he's growing up, and I want him to be able to recognize his feelings and how to deal with certain emotions that may arise in his life." I love that quote, because it's exactly what you're talking about, Karen. We don't have the tools as parents. A lot of times we don't have the tools, certainly as young human beings and then growing up, we kind of just struggle with emotions. And these tools, the more we can get into children's hands, the parents are learning, because she goes on to describe in this with this Res Refuge member that she herself is learning as a result of the games they play with the cards and the reading of the emotions dictionary. That's really
mm-hmm.
This is so heartwarming for us, because what we're trying to do is really get tools into people's hands that can help them in this time. And I just saw statistics with COVID-19 and the effects that mental health issues are climbing. Well, here's some first real numbers that came out of the Centers for Disease Control. And this period of time that we've had to deal with COVID-19, survey was done comparing to the exact same period of time the year before. 31% of people had self-reported their experience in mental health anxiety issues. That was compared to 8% the year before. 23%, I'm pretty sure it's 23%, it might be 24 or something like that, percent of people reported having, depression, suicidal feelings, you know, deeper anxiety, and were seeking help for it, versus 9% in the year before. These are astounding numbers, and not surprising, but at the root, we feel that if we can get emotional support tools in, you know, hands of children and their families and care organizations, that we can make an impact for our children. And so
exactly.
And imagine the children.
I was just going to say, imagine 10 years into the future, 15 years into the future, with the children who are early learning the emotional impact and how to actually deal with feelings. Imagine the stableness of the emotional readiness of our children of the future. That just warms my
heart.
That
is a caring world. That is a caring world. It's a foundation to
exactly.
a caring world. It is important. So in this emotional support tools, we've partnered with Boys and Girls Club, Metro LA, and Feed the Children, where they have a program. Because of COVID-19, roughly about more than half of their families do not have Wi-Fi or technology to, do distance learning. And so they're getting no attention in there. And so they've started a backpack program. We included the emotional support tools in those backpack programs, which they're very grateful for. And a big announcement here with Feed the Children, we are sponsoring their major school supplies program that will start shipping out very shortly. This is going out to the 10 most underserved schools in every state in the United States, plus the District of Columbia. 50 kids at each of those 10 schools will be getting school supplies and emotional support tools with the Sun Buddy kits that will go to those 50 kids and their families. And, that's a long-running program that now UCA, Unified Caring, is picking up and sponsoring. Going forward. And so that is a highlight of some of our emotional support tools work. And it kind of naturally then, if I could, Karen, transition into the sex trafficking side of things. Would that be a good time?
Please. I just want to say thank you for all that UCA is doing for these children. And I can't wait for the beauty of the future. So, yeah. The sex trafficking industry is unbelievable, unbelievable. And some things that we don't ever really think about, especially as more and more of these are being brought to light, we don't ever see the aftermath of the survivors. And that's what our next topic is going to cover.
Yeah, it's well put. Well, exactly. 40 million people are in modern slavery, human trafficking, with only far less than 1% actually identified. Human trafficking earns about $150 billion a year in profit, and $100 billion of that is the estimate. It comes from the sex trafficking part of human trafficking. And by the way, over 70% of the enslaved people and trafficked people, women and girls, with 29% being men and boys. The U.S. specific, the numbers we have are about 50,000 people each year are trafficked in the U.S. Those are, identifiable people. There's many say the number's much harder. It's harder. It's hard to talk about. They're much larger numbers. And most often when they're coming into the U.S., it's from Mexico and the Philippines, from Asia, in that area of Asia. Over half of criminal human trafficking cases were in the U.S., were sex trafficking cases involving only children. Over half. A large number of those children at one time were in foster care. The next largest number were homeless. And the average age a teen enters sex trade in the U.S. is 12 to 14 years old. Now, for me, I'll just speak to myself here. It's been very hard to get my arms around. I can't understand. I can't relate. I can't empathize. And even though that's the case, this is unacceptable. This is not what we're about. And so, there's prevention, rescue, aftercare, prosecution, and legal relief, where, you know, these young children get, they often get pulled out of sex trafficking because they're arrested for drugs or prostitution, so they have a criminal record, and they have a hard time starting life. Well, legal relief is to expunge records and help them get a clean start. Out of those five areas, UCA works on aftercare. So you've the children, these youth, been pulled out of sex trafficking, and there are organizations that have been popping up, that networks of them, to help be able to not only serve, recover, and build a life for these young people, but the part of that aftercare, we know, has to be the emotional support element, which is the theme of our call today. So we have happily been reaching out, connecting, and deploying emotional support tools. Later we'll have announcements of some additional tools and products that we are building and making available to aftercare organizations. They can be organizations serving the homeless before they get into sex trafficking, or foster care, foster children who are identified as potentially at risk, or those who are pulled out, rescued from aftercare. We're working hard to identify and work with these organizations. So two of those to highlight are Arrow and Huckleberry Youth Programs that are working just in this aftercare area. And so with Arrow, their Arrow Child and Family Ministries, they're working in Texas and Maryland. It is where their main locations are seated. They provide residential care, recovery. We have been supplying emotional support tools in the feeling packs, and the feedback they're coming back is enthusiastic. They're stating that UCA has an excellent product for traumatized children in this very aspect of aftercare from sex trafficking. So we continue to supply them with these tools, and it's part of the well-being of the child, the safety of the child, and also giving them the tools, giving the therapists the tools to continue to, you know, build courage and love. Regain these children's lives. Huckleberry Youth Programs is out of California, and they've been working for over 50 years with inner city as an inner city organization itself. Oftentimes, working with Child Protective Services, police, or, you know, the legal side that is dealing with the children exploited through sexual trafficking. So they provide aftercare. We have also provided the same emotional support tools, and they're giving us the same kind of feedback too. Each of the children are getting these feeling kits, and the whole goal is to give the kids and families that hopefully they're associated with, or those that they're building, the opportunity to heal and have healthier and more meaningful lives. So we continue to respond to and scout for organizations where we very much like to, if there's an organization that's working in aftercare or prevention from sex trafficking, give us a call, get to unifiedcaring.org, contact us. You'll see our number there, our contact forms there, and reach out to us, because we've got not only emotional support tools, but additional tools coming that really help to restore dignity and you know, the personal integrity of these, you know, children and youth that are pulled out of sex trafficking.
I cannot think of, for the life of me, Lane, a job that is more heartbreaking, but so important to gather your own emotions over than helping these children and teens regain a semblance of self-identity and courage, mm-hmm. and to know that what happened to them was not their fault. I can't think of a greater calling than what these organizations, Arrow and Huckleberry, are doing. I the therapists in there must need their own set of tools at some point in time because of the horrors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The horrors of this industry and what these women and children experience. And so if there are any others that do this type of God's work, they should really consider reaching out to unifiedcaring.org and get involved with some of these programs. I mean, this is, I'm so glad for these children, but who thinks of the aftercare, and you know what I mean? When they're rescued.
Karen, I was talking to you, but I just wanted to add in that for our members, over 168,000 members across the country, and your community, if you aren't involved and you want to get involved, reach out to us, reach out to your community. If you have an organization or community that could use these emotional support tools and your member association, get in touch with them right away, because the quickest shoe in to getting these tools there is any member identifying the need in their community. And we as an entire association are very focused on this as part of our care projects.
Mm-hmm. Raising awareness, shining
the
light
absolutely.
In the dark places where most people don't want to even admit exists. And this is so important, the work that Arrow and Huckleberry are doing. How do you know how they receive these children and adults to heal?
Well, oftentimes it comes out of a legal action, a criminal, action, law enforcement, the Child Protective Services equivalent. A lot of times it's something that's in the legal criminal process. But not always. They can be a runaway. They've got up the courage and they escaped, but then, many of them get pulled back. And so they seek help. They seek shelter. And so there's many. The good news is there's hundreds of these organizations. They're networking together. They're oftentimes quiet or nobody wants to hear about this area. But, the light is being shined on this and the attention has to be on it. This has to stop. We can't be a country or a world where sex trafficking of children is okay. No, that's not the world that I want to be in. And these children,
me either.
As you say, these children, they didn't, put themselves in it, and we've got to do whatever we can to help these brave organizations, these committed organizations that help these children and youth to get the care they need after they get rescued or escape from sex trafficking.
Amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's seriously mind-boggling, the numbers. But what is more mind-boggling is the amount of cash profit that these heinous criminals are making on sex slavery.
And I understand, the process of dehumanizing and all that's fine and dandy, but when it comes down to it, rehumanizing and putting every bit of love and care into these children and these youth who come out, it's just where our heart is, and we hope our members are feeling that same. And we have conversation, we work alongside members who are in their community, are active, and they're custodians of the caring movement. They're people taking responsibility and taking action in their community, and this is where it all changes. There's plenty of people trying to work on policy change, and that's another area of, fixing sex trafficking. But, on the ground, with staring right into the eyes, touching the heart of these, people who are rescued, these youth who are rescued, that's hard work. That's very hard work.
It is
and
hard
noble
work.
I'm continually in awe when I speak to any of our members who are doing just this work. It's just, I'm in awe of them. They're courageous, they're warm, they're the best often the best of what Unified Caring is about and what a caring movement is all about. And that's who we want to support as well. So we do support our members. We support, adding to our roles, sponsorships of organizations that are providing direct support to the children and youth pulled out of sex trafficking. And let's see these numbers drop. Let's see prosecutions go up. Let's see the organizations working on rescue supported more. All aspects need to be supported, every bit of it. And policy changes. You know, let's stop the incoming to the country, but let's stop the corridors up and down the interstate highways that are facilitating this as well. Whatever you're called to do, get into action. This is not who we are. That's I keep sharing with people, and it's what's been shared with me, and it inspires me. This is not who we are. But who we are
providing the love and care. This is not who we are. We are way better than this. And as a world, we need to wake up to some of the ugliness that the veil has been pulled over. We need to pull that veil back and take a real good, hard look at what is going on and stop the madness. Lane, thank you so much. Thank you so much for visiting.
You're so welcome.
I hope to come back. I would love to continue this conversation because there's other questions that I have regarding both of these programs. And I would love
to
continue.
I'd be happy to come back.
All right.
I'm so grateful for this show.
Oh, thank you. Me too. I appreciate everything UCA does to help raise awareness everywhere. And I really appreciate our members and the CARE program, the focus on children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly are most vulnerable are at the beginning and the end of that CARE program. So thank you so much. Please come back. It's been great catching up with you, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, guys. Next week, tune in. It's the beginning of November, and April will be with us to talk about what's going on in the Unified Caring store. Tune in then. Take care. Bye now.